This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Guatemala's top electoral authority said Sunday it has blocked the suspension of President-elect Bernardo Arevalo's Seed Movement, at least temporarily, giving the party back its legal status and cutting off an attempt by opposing political forces to weaken him. The decision by the Supreme Electoral Tribunal came days after the Electoral Registry suspended the party on a judge's order. Nigeria's President Tinubu will attend the G20 summit in India on the invitation of the Indian Prime Minister, according to Tinubu's spokesperson, who goes on to say Nigeria will decide whether or not to apply to join the G20 after the consultations are concluded. On the eve of talks between Turkey's President Erdogan and Russia's President Putin to reopen the Black Sea grain deal, Russia hit a Ukrainian port in Odessa with a large drone strike. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Ukrainian Air Force says Russian forces fired 25 Iranian-made Shahed drones along the Danube River in the early hours of the morning, 22 of which were shot down by air defenses. Ukrainian officials have described the assault as part of a Russian drive to provoke a world food crisis, but Russia's defense ministry has said in a statement that the attack was aimed at fuel storage facilities used to supply military equipment. The attack on the seaport comes a day before Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan to discuss the resumption of the Black Sea grain deal that Moscow broke off from in July. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Clashes in Kurdish-held Syria between the army and Turkey-backed armed factions killed 23 people on Sunday. Pro-Ankara rebels attempted to infiltrate the area, according to a war monitor.